Amen, amen. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, the king, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just, having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass, upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Amen. Glory to God. Matthew 21, 1 through 5. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethphage under the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say that the Lord hath need of them. And all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and setting upon an ass and a colt, the foal of an ass. Amen. Revelations 19. Praise God. Revelations 19. And I saw, verse 11, and I saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him. Note this. Upon white horses. Clothed in fine linen. Clean and white. He said in that chapter that the fine linen was the righteousness of the saints. Amen. Clothed in fine linen. Clean and white. Glory to God. That means that he's going to have an army. And since the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints, amen, we're going to be in it. Riding white horses too. My wife always wanted a horse. Amen. I told her she'd have to feed it. Amen. She said she'd like to learn to ride a horse. Amen. We got down there and in that trip to Petra, that fateful year, amen. Hallelujah, Brother and Sister Sexton was on that tour. And she got to ride a horse down into Petra. Amen. And she got kind of scared. And she got to begging Brother Sexton to stay with her. Amen. Oh, she's afraid some way, somehow, that horse wouldn't get her back. Amen. That couple of miles of that winding alleyway between those crevices of that mountain. Amen. Back to the bus. Amen. Hey, the armies which were in heaven followed him on white horses, clothed in fine linen, clean and white. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp two-edged sword, and with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Praise God. I ought to preach for a little while on the subject when the king changes horses. Hallelujah.
when the king changes horses.
Glory to God. He's going to change one of these days from that donkey Brother Todd that he rode in Jerusalem on to a white stallion. That donkey he rode in Jerusalem on, amen, was one of a long line of donkeys of this earth. Huh? The old Arab wanting to give us a donkey ride up there on top of the Mount of Olives. He said, this is a original descendant from the donkey that Jesus rode down the hill to Jerusalem on. Amen. He was right. He was in there somewhere. Amen. All goes back to Adam. Amen. Hallelujah. Ah, yes. But he wanted to give us an authentic trip down the Mount of Olives. Amen. On a donkey, just like Jesus rode. Praise God. I want you to note that this was a donkey from somebody's stable in or around the environs of Jerusalem. But the next one Jesus climbs on board is going to be a stallion from the liveries of the New Jerusalem. Whoo, glory to God. Can you imagine in a post-space age with space stations out there hurtling around the earth? Incidentally, the Bible says the stars are going to fall from heaven as a fig tree shaken over untimely figs. Amen. Don't you think that possibly when he shakes the heavens, that all them satellites and all them space stations are going to fall out? That'll be the first thing that's going to bail out of the heavens. Amen. Burn up like flaming meteorites as they come back into Earth's atmosphere. Amen. When the stars fall from the heavens. Fig trees shaking over untimely figs. Amen. Part of the prophecy of Zechariah is already fulfilled. Amen. But I want you to notice some more of that prophecy. He said, I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and a horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off. And he shall speak peace unto the heathen, and the dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river even to the ends of the earth. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare, I will render double unto thee when I have bent Judah for me. Fulfill the bow. Fill the bow with Ephraim and raised up the son, thy son, O Zion, against thy sons, O Greece, and made thee as the sword of a mighty man. The reason he says, thy sons, O Greece, is because the Antichrist is coming out of revived Grecia, according to the book of Daniel. Amen. He's coming to that part of Grecia, incidentally, that is north of Jerusalem. Amen. Namely, Syria, which is one-fourth part, amen, of the kingdom of Grecia. Daniel promises that there will be a revival, amen, of the spirit of Grecia, and even calls the Antichrist the king of Grecia. He is not the king of the Roman Empire. Literally, he is the king of the revised Roman Empire of the last days. Amen. And there's almost too much emphasis put on Rome. And one man said that his headquarters will be in Rome. Hogwash! Amen. There's not a half a verse in Scripture that says the Antichrist headquarters is going to be Rome or is going to be the Pope, even. Not a half a verse anywhere. But he does say, praise God, that it's going to be Grecia revived according to Daniel. Praise God. And then once again, Zechariah, praise God, says that he's going to bring judgment on thy sons, O Greece, and made thee as the sword of a mighty man, and the Lord shall be seen over them, and his arrow shall go forth as the lightning, and the Lord shall blow the trumpet, and shall go with the whirlwinds of the south. The Lord of hosts shall defend them, and they shall devour and subdue with sling stones. They shall drink and make a noise as through wine. They shall be filled like bones, and as the corners of the altar. And the Lord their God shall save them in that day as the flock of his people, for they shall be as a stone in a crown, lifted up as an inside upon his land. Amen. Namely, Palestine. Praise God. Hallelujah. Here is the other half of the prophecy. When the Lord goes forth and brings judgment on the seat of the Antichrist and upon the kingdom of Antichrist and defends Jerusalem and defends Zion and defends, if you will, the Jews. Amen. And saves them in one day. He said, and the Lord their God shall save them in that day. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. When's that going to happen? That's going to happen in the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation. Amen. According to Zechariah chapter 14, amen, his feet shall stand at that day upon the Mount of Olives, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in sunder. And they came along in the last 30 years and said, you know, they've discovered, amen, that the Mount of Olives is such an earthquake-prone plate, amen, that they can't even build anything on the Mount of Olives. Hogwash. Amen. It's full of hotels, motels, houses. Amen. Mount Scopus, bless your heart. Amen. It's fully inhabited. Amen. Hey, the Lord don't need an earthquake-prone plate to cleave a mountain in sunder when his feet touches. I don't care if it's made out of solid marble, it's going to bust when his feet touch. I don't care if it's made out of solid granite, when his feet that day touches the Mount of Olives, that old mountain is going to cave in. It's going to cave in so far that it's in its place is going to be a great valley. He's going to turn the Mount of Olives wrong side out. Amen. When he touches it, praise God. Instead of a mountain, it's going to be a valley. Praise God. All of a sudden, something's going to happen on the Mount of Olives. Hallelujah. And you know what else is going to happen? Amen. The topography and geography and the physiology, amen, of the earth is going to so change that there's going to be a fresh water river that's going to flow right out of Jerusalem. And down that valley, amen, and one part of the valley is going to go toward the Dead Sea. And the other part of the valley that the river runs into will run toward the Mediterranean. Amen. And it's going to be a river all the way to the Mediterranean and a river all the way to the Dead Sea. Amen. And Ezekiel said he waded out in it. Amen. It got to his knees and then it got to his thighs. And then he said pretty soon it was water to swim in. Praise God. And he said there's going to be many fishers on each side of the river throwing in their hooks, and the waters of the Dead Sea are going to be healed. Hallelujah. And all the way to the Gulf of Elat down in Aqaba, amen, that river's going to flow and empty that salt of the Dead Sea, praise God, into the Persian Gulf, or part of it, amen. Glory to God. Hey, when's it going to happen? It's going to happen when the Lord changes horses. Amen. Now get a load of this. According to the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation, praise God, that the armies which were in heaven followed them. Amen.
And they had horses too. Brother Bruce Brooks, amen, used to mention it about every service and about every fellowship meeting. Said, just wait till I get my white horse. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Just wait till I get my white stallion. Amen. Ooh, glory to God. What in the world is God going to do with white horses in a post-space age where people have been riding around in 300 horsepower automobiles and zipping around the world in jet planes? But you don't know what kind of horses these are. Ooh, I mean, they can transport you from the pearly gates, thank God, to the environs of Jerusalem. Just as fast as a lightning. You ever seen an airplane fly like these horses? And what fun it's going to be to ride. Amen. Hey, Dave, you never climbed on a motorcycle like one of these horses. Amen. No. Amen. My nephew's had him, at least had him one of them jet sleds, them boats, you know, that you ride like a motorcycle out across the lake, traded in for a four-wheeler the other day. Amen. You ain't never seen anything like these horses. Amen. No, brother. These are supernatural horses. Amen. And you know what? According to the book of Revelations, the saints are going to be on those horses. They're going to be the army that's going to come back with him. Brother, the shoe's going to be on the other foot. After a while. Amen. Who was that old Shakespeare figure in one of his stories that said, half of my kingdom or all my kingdom had shot two or three horses? Huh? Richard the Third, amen, had shot two or three horses out from under him. Amen. He's about to lose the battle. And he shouted in the midst of the battle, all my kingdom for a horse. And he went down looking for his horse. Hey, amen. I want you to know we're going to have one that the Antichrist can't shoot out of the air. We're going to have a horse so supernatural that missiles can't touch him. Hallelujah. We're going to have a horse, amen, so good, praise God, that the enemy can't touch him. Amen. However, meanwhile, back at the ranch, amen, there's going to have to be something happen between these two horseback rides. Jesus is riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. And he's going to ride back some of these days on a white horse. Amen. And now we're going to have to find out what happens in the meantime. Amen. Hell, he's picking him out of army. He don't want a bunch of cowards that's afraid to step out in front of the world. He wants somebody, amen, that's got a little bit of a backbone. Huh? Because he's looking for an army. Praise God. He's looking for somebody that's not afraid to climb on that horse and ride through the heavenlies. Hallelujah. Amen. So, amen, between the time Jesus rode into Jerusalem on that little donkey and the people shouted him all the way through the gates of the city, and Ezekiel said that gate would be shut. Amen. If that's the one that we look at over there in Jerusalem, it's still shut. They've got it blocked up. You can see it. There's all the shape. Amen. We went down the steps on the backside of it one day. Old Red, our Jewish guide, led us American tourists that he liked so well clear way over. Amen. From the Dome of the Rock. And we got to see the steps. It went down to the Eastern Gate that's blocked up. Amen. The king's going to open it one of these days. But what's he doing now? Amen. He's picking him out of church. He's drafting him an army. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. He's first got to bring them out. Amen. That's what the word church means. Amen. A bunch of called out ones. Our assembly have called out once. He's first got to call us out. He said, on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. There's a lot of worry today that the devil is going to wreck the church. No, 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 no. 1,000 times no. The only way the devil can ever get at the church is when it sins and ceases to be a church. Maybe I should say that again. The only lick that the devil has got at the church tonight is when it sins, it ceases to be a church. The devil and all the angels of hell cannot destroy the church. Amen. He called him out. Amen. And then last of all, hallelujah, he's got a bunch of them already called out. Some of them's assembled, praise God, down yonder in the graveyard, and their sainted spirits rest in the presence of God. And some of them cry, how long, O Lord? How long? Amen. Chomping at the bits to come back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not only is he going to call out a people for his name, hey, he's going to take them out. He's going to catch them out. Amen. Now the Bible calls this caught up. Amen. We call it the rapture. Rapture means to be caught away. That word rapture is not in the Bible. Don't let that cause you to backslide. The word Bible is not in the Bible either. Amen. So don't worry about it. Praise God. It's a term we understand, huh? Glory to God. Not only is he going to call out a people for his name, and that's what he's doing now, and the Bible calls it the church. That's what the word church means. It means a bunch of people that's been called out. I'll admit there's a bunch gone back. Amen. But that had to happen too. He said, except there come a falling away first. So that's got to happen. Amen. Why? He can't use a bunch of turncoats in his army. Amen. He can't use folks that's got a, quote, yeller streak up their back in his army. Huh? Amen. He said the fearful, another translation of that word, the cowards and the unbelieving shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Oh, I'm just afraid of what so-and-so might think. I'm just afraid of what so-and-so might say. I'm just afraid. I'm just afraid. You coward, you can't be in this army. You got to quit saying that. You got to forget that. Amen. Well, I can't lie about it. Well, bless God, walk out in spite of it. Every soldier's been afraid in battle. Amen. But courage is going into battle in spite of your fears. When you know it might be the last of you, you know you might not return, you go into battle in spite of your fears. Praise God. When I walked to the altar that night, it seemed like my legs was made out of wood. It didn't seem like my feet walking. I looked back to see if my friends was looking as I made that trip down to the altar. Praise God. But I overcome those fears. I overcome that cowardice. I overcome that yellow streak that kept me away from God. Amen. And I broke the ice for a whole bunch more to get saved in that revival. If you live for God, those that you're afraid to walk out in front of, they might get saved. They might make better the Christians than you are. Four of the boys that I played with, some of them was kin to me. One of them was my brother. Amen. Two of them was my uncles. Amen. And some of them was my closest friends. Five of them shook hands with me. They squared their shoulders, lined up, stood at attention. They all had it planned out. And they stepped out one at a time and shook hands with me and said, "Hi, preacher." Amen. But you gotta, I knew that it happened. I had that premonition that they was gonna laugh me to scorn if I lived for God. Amen. But I went anyway. I got a request to sing that song tonight. I'm a going anyway. I went anyway. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, you got to make up your mind. Yes, like an army, we're marching toward heaven. And it's best that together we stand. But if yonder in the valley, he needs me to stand alone. I'll tell you, you're going to learn what it means to fight. The good fight of faith. Amen. In your training right down here in the world. Praise God. So that when Jesus steps down off of the throne and with great long strides, he whistles, hallelujah, and calls that silver stallion. Amen. Steps in the stirrups and climbs on board. Hallelujah. And the saints follow suit and climb on their white horses and follow him, white robe down through the heavens. Praise God. It'll be because you had a made up mind to serve God. And when Jesus changes horses, you'll have one too. Amen. What's happening between those two rides? He had to get the church in, the body of Christ. He had to get the church out. Amen. He said, he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. He had to get them out of the way. Amen. The church is just like Lot in Sodom and Gomorrah. The angel said, I can do nothing until thou be come hither. And so he dragged them out. Said, don't look back. Lot's wife looked back. Was turned to a pillar of salt. Amen. Oh, I don't want to be the reluctant in that time to you. I don't want to be labeled with the halting and the reluctant and those in a state of indecision in a time like this. Amen. I want to tell you something tonight. One reason they probably misunderstood Jack Van Impe to say that the Lord's coming in 1998. He was probably preaching about 1998 is Israel's 50-year jubilee. Amen. From the time they were declared a nation. And, amen, God works in cycles like that. And there's a very strong chance, if not the rapture, something else very climactic will happen in 1998 in Israel's 50-year jubilee as a nation. It could be the rapture. Jesus is still coming soon. But he might even come before that. Amen. That's why we don't want to set any dates. Fine linen. Clean and white. You're going through it tonight? Well, that's the way the Lord makes linen, Karenita. Amen. Ooh, glory to God. Amen. He first lets it sit out there. Amen. Until that old stalk kind of rots a little bit. Amen. And then he takes it in and he beats it. What's he beating it for? To get the old gray stalks off of it. So he can get those linen fibers out of there. Amen. And then he washes it and sets it out in the sun and lets it roast in the white heat of the sun. After he gets done beating you, he sticks you out in the sun and you go through that fiery trial. Amen. He brings you in and washes you again and beats you some more to get the impurities out. Amen. And then he begins to weave the garment. It takes 2 years from the time they cut the flax till the time they make the garment. Amen. And after they weave that delicate linen garment, amen, they put it out in the sun and let it roast in the sun some more and bleach some more. And then they take it in and ensure that the fiber is going to be even and the fabric is going to be even. They take a hammer on a flat surface and beat it flat some more. And they beat it, and they wash it, and they beat it, and they wash it. Amen. And they cleanse it until finally it comes out fine linen, clean and white. You'll not be any good to God unless you're tried. You'll not be any good to God unless you go through the roasting process, the trial. Amen. Oh, yes, that's the reason he puts the fire to the silver. Amen. He puts the fire to the silver to get the lead out of it and the dross out of it. Amen. And finally, after several firings, amen, he has purified the silver of all of its impurities and of all its dross. Amen. This is our training ground. This is our boot camp. God's getting ready to make soldiers out of us. Praise God. Amen. That's why he said the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Praise God. And boy, like there was a great shout in Jerusalem, there's going to be a greater shout in Revelation 19. There's going to be a greater shout in Jerusalem again. Praise God. And it's just about time. I want to tell you, tonight, prophecy marches relentlessly, dauntlessly on, and nobody can stop it. God said it, and it's going to happen. And one day soon, Jesus is going to change deeds. Amen. When the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in. Oh Lord, I won't stand with me to be in that number when the saints go marching in.